Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The funniest meme I've seen in a while said, has Biden saying, when it comes to women's sports, may the best man win. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson. Pardon me, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Donald Trump poised to receive an additional 36 million shares of Trump Media. I think he got them already. And his earn-out bonus, they said, was worth $1.25 billion at the company's price on Monday. Trump Media, which owns the Truth Social app, closed on Monday at $35.50, which was down a little bit and half price of what it began trading at in March. But still, Trump gets 36 million shares. It's worth $1.25 billion. Let's extrapolate that a little bit further and say he holds on to it. The price of that stock goes from $35 to, I don't know, $300. If that stock puts a zero multiplier on it, it's a $10 billion. Just that piece is $10 billion. Donald Trump is going to end up in that rarefied air of Elon Musk with Truth Social. And I don't believe Truth Social is doing a fraction of what X is doing, except that it may give conservatives a home away from Facebook. We're on Truth Social, but I don't do anything on it. I'm part of the Spreely Network, because as much as I like what Donald Trump represents in terms of America, I don't know that his business plan is what I want to follow. So we're going to do something a little bit different. And as I said, we believe in giving the little guy a chance. So we're going to be doing something just slightly different. But I do wish him success. And in light of everything that the left is trying to do to him, I can't help but cheer for the man. I don't even think of it as cheering for the underdog. I think of it as cheering for the person who is right. You've seen many cases like this. One that comes to mind is Richard Jewell, when the FBI was going after him, saying he was the guy that bombed the 19-whatever-year-it-was Olympics. And he's like, I'm the one that saved lives. And he gets persecuted. And you know cases like this where the person who does the right thing ends up getting the wrong thing done to them. And speaking of the Trump case, which I talked about the cases against Trump yesterday, we're going to do a reprise today because a New York Times op-ed article called it a historic mistake by Alvin Bragg. Historic mistake. It's a historic mistake by Alvin Bragg on so many levels. I want to talk about it this hour. But worse than that, it's every single case against Trump is an historic mistake. Every case. Democrats know that the fix is in, and you know they're going after Trump no matter what. He can't win because they've rigged it to where, because think about it, you've prosecuted this man to the degree that he has to be vindictive. What would you be if you were innocent of all charges, and no matter what you did, they were trying to not only put you in prison but to break you? What would you be? I would be, I'm going to tell you right now, you do not want me to be in charge or president. I would fire the DOJ. I would hire nothing but people that love me and want to get even as well. And I'd go after everybody involved. I'm going to tell you right now, I would be vindictive. Like I tell you guys all the time about me, be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. Yeah, I don't pretend to not be a sinner and I got to tell you, I love hanging around Christians, but some of y'all can be too Christian. acting like, oh, I would do it. Shut up. If I put you in a circumstance, you will act a nut. You will act crazy and whatever. So don't act like, you know, oh, no, I'm so goody two shoes, you know. That's the problem we have sometimes with conservatism and Christianity, is that people take this as, oh, they, you know, they just can't do any wrong. Yeah, you can. You ain't fooling me. I don't care how sweet and innocent and you are sinners. And you can be put in a circumstance where you will be just as debaucherous as somebody else. The only difference is you'll feel bad about it, and or maybe you won't do it, but you certainly can be tempted. I love Christians, I do, but sometimes, boy, they can drive me crazy. And here's the difference. Just like I'll call out a leftist, I'll call out a Christian the same way. I love us. I love that we exist because we are that yin to the yang of the evil side. But don't act like it doesn't exist within us, because it does. And I'm the first one to tell you, because I don't want somebody listening to me and saying, oh, Kevin's a Christian, he talks about it all the time, but he's this or that. No, I'm a failed Christ follower. I always put that in front. I am a failed Christ follower. Doesn't mean I don't try. Doesn't mean I don't, you know, want to be the best I can be. But I fail. I was talking to God the other day and I said, you know what? I'm not talking to you enough. I'm not thanking you enough for the things that you do in my life. And I apologize, but that ain't good enough. I got to be doing it more often. And I'm sure many of you feel the same. Anyway, the Democrats either know that the fix is in, or they're just ready to burn down the house and a last-ditch effort to maintain power. And I say last-ditch because the Democrats have done enough. If we were really marketing what they're doing, if we were really selling it to the public, that nobody would ever want a Democrat to be in power. We talk about their cities all the time. Look at the Democrat-controlled cities and the crime and all the things that are going on. And yet, what do? Have we fixed it? Have we put a Republican in its place, you know, to say, hey, we're going to give you an alternative. Oh, Kevin, that'll take too much money and the Republicans want to. Let me tell you something. The people in the city, they're ready to go. They want new leadership. Yeah, it's going to take change. It's going to take hard work. Holy crap. I mean, it should just be so easy to go in there, put in a Republican and go, hey, vote for me. No, it's going to take somebody with charisma, panache. It's going to take someone with real perseverance, willing to stick to it. It's going to take a lot. It's going to take someone willing to fundraise, kiss babies, and do all the other stuff. Stick to their guns. So what? If anybody's used to hard work, it's conservatives. We've built this country from nothing. We can do it. Lots to talk about, folks. Glad you're here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verb Spray Vitamins. Verb Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and 3 times more effective. Verb Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit verbsprayvitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. automatic entrance into the backstage club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
In a sense, I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
And there he is, Joe Biden being Joe Biden, letting us know, you know, the slip of the tongue is exactly what it is. How many times does he have to prove that we can't be trusted? I don't know, Joe. None, no more for me. I'm pretty clear that you can't be trusted. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. We're talking, we're going to be talking about an article that was about Donald Trump and the prosecution against him and how stupid it is. This is a New York Times op-ed piece written by a Boston University professor who says, this is crazy. And what's funny is you listen to the left and they talk about all the issues surrounding Donald Trump. You shake your head and say, you do realize how silly you sound. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I don't give you the information about my show so, you know, to fill time. I give you the information about my show so you can check it out. And for those of you who have become members of my Warrior team,
You're donating $20 a month. To go to the website. There's a place to donate there. I thank you. Those of you who are becoming members of the Backstage Club, almost done. I'm not kidding. And we're going to do a preview video. I've got to do that over the weekend. But it'll tell you everything that's coming. It's amazing.
I would join.
And it isn't that my life is so interesting. It's that it really is funny to watch the creative process and the things that we do behind the scenes. So you'll get a little bit of glimpse of that. And for those of you who support the vendors that are part of our show, I thank you. And we're adding more and more to them, so you'll hear more announcements of folks. You guys have heard me talk about Verve Spray Vitamins. And great company. In the morning, I do the energy boost. In the evening, I do the melatonin. Literally, I'm not exaggerating this. Last night, I slept like a baby. I was just out. A well-fed baby. I mean, I was just done. And I need that good rest because I'm prone to get up quickly in the middle of the night. But I slept. So I recommend you check out VerveSprayVitamins.com. Put in the code ACTION. And check out what they have. Energy. They got one to help you lose weight. I'm going to have to get on that one here pretty quick. Oh, my goodness. But great company run by former military folks, made here in America. So just some people you should pay attention to. And that just one of our great guys. We've got a gold company now, Genesis Gold Group. I'm proud to represent them. Friends of mine call me and says, Kevin, I'm using somebody else. I say, keep using them. You know, I'm not asking for you to switch. But for those of you who may be looking at turning your IRA into gold, go to KJ Gold now, and you can get all the details. And I use them, so it isn't like it's speculation on my part. Let me get back to what we were talking about, which is the targeting of Donald Trump and how bad it's working for the left. But here's what I want to tell you. These people are demented. I want to play this clip, the John Legend clip. John Legend, he's being looked at as like he's some political savant, like he knows what he's talking about. Interviewed by Jen Psaki. And all they want to do is find people that will say negative things about Trump. And I want you to listen to what John Legend says about Donald Trump. And you can apply it yourself, but I'm going to apply it to Joe Biden as soon as we finish the clip. Here's singer John Legend saying Donald Trump is a racist.
The things that you hear from Trump supporters is that he signed the First Step Act in 2018. He's a partner in this effort. What do you say to people who say, oh, no, he would be an ally? Look what he did in 2018.
He's not been an ally. I mean, I think the First Step Act was fine. It was a very kind of small reform. And to be honest, most of the reform we need is on the local and state level because most incarceration is local and state. And most of the laws that end up being criminally enforced are local and state laws. That being said, at the same time, you know, he's claiming credit for those small things. He's also saying, you know, if people are stealing something, they should get shot in the middle of the store. When we protested the killing of George Floyd, he was advocating for the military to shoot us in the streets. He's made it clear throughout his life that he believes black people are inferior. Mm-hmm. Like he believes that to his core, in his bones. He wouldn't let us live in his buildings back in the day. But also, when you hear some of the stray comments he makes, he clearly believes in a genetic hierarchy of mm-hmm. humanity and is racially determined. So he is a tried and true, dyed in the wool racist. Like, in the core of his being, he's a racist.
I truly don't know where you get this level of ignorance. I don't. Okay, so here's what he says. Let's dissect it a bit. And by the way, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, that, by the way, was John Legend, not me. Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So Donald Trump passes the Second Chance Acts, which got lots of blacks out of prison. I mean, heralded. Big. Remember the lady that was a drug mule that had been serving 25 years? She served more time than murderers. She was a drug mule. And multiple people getting out, multiple black folks praising Donald Trump. Even Van Jones saying, his own words, couldn't have done this without Jared Kushner, and couldn't have done it without somebody like Donald Trump. He literally said that with his own words. And John Legend says, Donald Trump's a racist. He's working with Donald Trump, working with more black folks, working. I mean, it is the most crazy thing for anybody to want to say that. And yet here he says that. Then he goes on and he says this. This is what gets me. He says, most incarceration is local and state. Okay, John. So let's just stop right there. If most incarceration is happening local and state, then Donald Trump ain't putting these Negroes in jail, is he? So who's doing it? Who's doing it? Now, I don't need to play this game with you because you already know who's doing it. It's Democrats. If it's local and state, particularly local, then who runs it? Who's putting prisoners, who's putting criminals in jail in New York? Who's putting criminals in jail in Detroit, Chicago, Cleveland, Cincinnati, wherever, Houston? The Democrat-controlled government is putting these folks in jail. Donald Trump, at the federal level, is trying to get them out, and John Legend says he's a racist. And he says, if you're stealing, you should get shot. What do you think would have happened in the old days when you were stealing? You think they cared about your color? Did Donald Trump say, if black people are stealing, they should get shot, but white people, you could give them a pass? No. He says Trump wouldn't let us live in his buildings. Again, debunked nonsense. But the one that got me is where he says he's made comments that you can tell that racism is in his core, it's in his genes. I know somebody who's made a lot of stupid comments about black people, and his name is Joe Biden.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News. I'm Tim Berg. Severe weather is continuing to threaten the central United States today. Large hail, heavy downpours, and isolated tornadoes are possible from the Texas Panhandle to southern Nebraska. If you plan on traveling this summer, listen up as the airline is putting new rules if your flight is canceled.
Airlines will soon be required to provide refunds for canceled and significantly delayed flights. The Department of Transportation announcing new rules Wednesday that mandate automatic cash refunds if a flight is canceled or delayed for more than 3 hours or 6 hours for international flights. Additionally, refunds for checked bag fees will be mandatory if a passenger's luggage is lost and not returned within 12 hours. Airlines have 6 months to comply with the new rules.
Ryan Daniels with that report. This is USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I tell you often that the Democrats are that crap crazy. Guano crazy is what I call them. And I've just played a clip here in a previous segment of John Lennon talking about Donald Trump being a racist.
In Delaware, the largest growth in population is Indian Americans moving from India. You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. The point, I'm not joking.
Even call centers, was rushed overseas in the hundreds of thousands. How many times you get the call? I'd like to talk to you about your credit card.
It's a large, very identifiable Somali community. I might add, if you ever come to the train station with me, you'll notice that I have great relations with them because there's an awful lot of driving cabs.
I mean, you got the first sort of mainstream African American,
yeah,
who is articulate and bright and clean and a nice looking guy. I mean, that's a storybook, man.
Yeah.
What kind of a chance would a northeastern liberal like Joe Biden stand in the South if you were running in Democratic primaries against Southerners like Mark Warner and John Edwards?
Better than anybody else. And you don't know my state. My state was a slave state. My state is a border state. My state is the eighth largest black population in the country. My state is anything from a northeast liberal state.
Look at what they value and look at their budget and what they're proposing. Romney wants to let he said in the first 100 days, he's going to let the big banks once again write their own rules. Unchain Wall Street. They're going to put you all back in chains.
My son is attorney general a year in Iraq, came back, and that's one of the things that he finds was most in need when he was over there in Iraq for a year. People would come to him and talk about what was happening at home in terms of foreclosure, in terms of bad loans that were being, I mean, these Shylocks who took advantage of these women and men while overseas.
I stopped in Singapore to meet with a guy named Lee Kuan Yew, who most foreign policy experts around the world say is the wisest man in the Orient. It's not rocket science, guys. We did it up in Michigan when Detroit found out they didn't have, when all the exodus, they didn't have people in the city got back in his feet who could literally turn on the streetlights, run the water system. So we went and we hired some folks to go into the neighborhoods. They picked 58 women,
turns out, from the hood for a 17-week program, if my memory serves me correctly, to learn how to code. Not one had more than a high school degree.
In the black community than anybody else. Double what you have or anybody else.
But wait a second, wait a second.
It's quite
Bernie.
Well, that is quite right.
Let's not argue about polls. This is Bernie, this is another poll. This is not about polls. I'm not talking about polls.
We have nine members of the black caucus in South Carolina supporting us. But more importantly,
look at what they value and look at their budget. And what they're proposing. Romney wants to let the, he said in the first 100 days, he's going to let the big banks once again write their own rules. Unchain Wall Street. They're going to put you all back in chains.
And by the way, you know, I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kid used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. Wealthy kids, black kids, Asian kids. No, I really mean it, but think how we think about it.
And I think the two-party system, although my Democratic colleagues don't like me saying this, I think the two-party system is good for the South and good for the Negro, good for the black in the South. Other than the fact that they still call me boy, I think they've changed their mind.
I spent last summer going through the black sections of my town holding rallies in parks, trying to get black men to understand it's not unmanly to wear a condom. Getting women to understand they can say no. Getting people in the position where testing matters. I got tested for AIDS. I know Barack got tested for AIDS. There's no shame in being tested for AIDS.
Here again, the Republicans, where are you? All you have to do, if it were me and I was being called a racist all the time, and I had the kind of money that the GOP has, I'd take these clips of Joe Biden. And I would have black people saying, what? I would go out on man on the street, show these videos and say, here's Joe Biden. Here's what he's doing. Who's the real racist? I think that's what we're going to do. I think we're going to do a project that related to that. We're going to say, here's Joe Biden in his own words. Is this racist? Is this racist or not? In fact, that's going to be one of the things we do. I'm making a note of that right now. So I'm just giving you one of the crazy comments that these people said. And now I want to play this next one. This is Michael Douglas commenting on Joe Biden, and he's trying to protect him as an ageist. He's saying, you know what, he's still a good guy. And what's funny, when you hear Michael Douglas talk about this, he has no actual evidence. Listen to what he says.
And we are back with Michael Douglas talking about his new series, Franklin, on Apple TV Plus. Let's talk about age. You're about President Biden's age. You're doing fantastically.
You
look like $1 million bucks. Why don't you run for president?
I did the movie once, you know, but I knew.
Did it ever tempt you?
Well, I knew I had the ending. You know, it's a little difference when you have the ending. You know, they asked me to run for governor a couple of times in California, earlier time. And I remember saying, well, why do you want me? He said, well, we need a man who can finance his own campaign. I said, yeah, you know, who has a credibility, notoriety, who is well known around everything. And I remember saying, you sure you're not looking for a kamikaze pilot? I said, I don't think so.
So you and Biden are about the same age. What do you think, you know, are you one of those people who wish he had bowed out, let the field choose somebody else? How do you think about that?
Well, I think that I walk a little similar to him. And the people that I've talked to and everybody that I have say he's as sharp as a tack. He's fine. We all have an issue with memories. As we get older, we forget names. Something. He's overcome a stutter in his life, and sometimes he might. But let's just say that his entire cabinet including his vice president, everybody's in his cabinet, would be more than happy to work with him again in the next term. I cannot say that about the other candidate running, because nobody in his cabinet from 2016 wants to be involved with him.
So, valid point. Valid point. If you want to look at it from Joe Biden's cabinet still wants to work with him, Donald Trump has pretty much jettisoned everybody. Certainly he's not going to make Pence his VP. You can look at it and go, oh, it's a terrible thing. But let's really analyze it. Look at who Biden chose. Who else wants these people? Pence, when he was selected, Donald Trump resurrected his career. Look at the people that have been jettisoned by Donald Trump and ask yourself, did he expose them or did they expose him? I believe Donald Trump exposed Omarosa, Scaramucci, Reince Priebus, and many others, Jeff Sessions, Barr. I could go down the list. He exposed these people for who they are. What has Joe Biden got? Joe Biden's got the luggage thief. He's got cross-dressing freaks. He's got a sister girl who slept her way to the top. Who wants these people? Nobody. So it would be a valid point if Donald Trump were throwing away really good people, but he's not. Look at who Donald Trump's looking to bring on. He ran against Ramaswamy. He's looking to bring him on. He's looking to bring on Tulsi Gabbard. I mean, he's bringing fresh new ideas. I don't always agree, by the way. I'm not telling you ever all these are the best choices, but what I'm telling you is there's a lineup. There's a bullpen. Who do the Democrats have? Look at who they would tout. Look at the people that ran the Bernie Sanders of the world. I mean, these are 80-something-year-old people that, and Bernie got cheated twice. Hillary Clinton, they would dust her off and run her again if they could. Elizabeth Warren, they pass over Tulsi Gabbard, Andrew Yang, and many others who are young, vibrant, leftists. I mean, I don't agree with them, but I'm just saying, if you want to look at the bullpen, who do you have? So then, I love how Michael Douglas says, people I've talked to. Who have you talked to? He says, he goes on to tell you, I haven't really got it firsthand, but everybody that I listen to says he's sharp as a tack. They can say what they want, Michael Douglas, but what do we see? What do you see? See, this is Democrats lying to themselves.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy.
There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Jake, we're getting some news from the courtroom right now. As we predicted, at least one juror says he or she has concerns about media attention in this case. The judge has said he's going to talk to this juror in chambers, but this was one of the concerns that we had going into today. If any other members of this jury would, after giving it some consideration, decide that they cannot take on the risks associated with this task. So it is unclear if this juror will remain on the jury. He or she is going to talk to the judge right now, and then court will resume. Now, it's interesting. Court today was supposed to go to 2. That's an abbreviated day to recognize Passover. But instead, it's actually only going to go to 12:30 because one of the alternates has a dentist appointment. So the judge said that he's going to allow that alternate to go to the dentist appointment, saying we can't afford to lose one of our alternates. Anderson?
Which is pretty remarkable to... I'm curious to know what the former president thinks about having to stop today at 12:30 because of a juror's dentist appointment.
And the fact that he can't attend Thursday's historic Supreme Court argument on presidential immunity, and there's an open question about whether he'll be able to attend his son's graduation. The judge said he'll consider that. But look, he's a criminal defendant. He has to attend every single day of court unless he gets a waiver. But the jurors, the judge has signaled he's going to work around their schedule.
So Donald Trump can't go to his son's graduation. He can't go to his important Supreme Court case. Can't campaign, for obvious reasons, but jurors can go to the dental appointments. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I don't need to explain to you that we have a dual system of justice here. It is weighted against us. And I don't know about you, but if you want to keep quiet, that's your business. I'm not going to. I'm going to be boisterous. I'll be the guy in prison that everybody's outside going, free Kevin Jackson, free Kevin Jackson. But there have to be people willing to make those sacrifices, or else we lose what God gave us, which is the best country in the world, full of the best people in the world, the most humanitarian, loving, giving people on the planet, our America. There's nobody like us. You can build beautiful, big, glorious buildings to yourselves, Dubai, but you can't be American. You can put gold plate on everything. You can have the fanciest cars, the biggest per capita income, etc. None of it, pardon me, amounts to anything compared to the United States and what we offer when you are born on terra firma in this country. We're talking about the Trump cases. I talked about it before. The cases against Donald Trump is a farce. I want to go into detail. There's this one guest essayist who wrote for the New York Times, and he called Alvin Bragg's criminal case against Trump a historic mistake. And I said it's not just the Bragg's case, it's all the cases. Americans can see what's happening, I should say. If you hate Trump, you might condone this type of stuff. But most people see it for what it is, and it sets a dangerous precedent. It means any American, I don't know how you grew up feeling. I felt like if I was right, the system would bear it out. And that would be the end of it. I wouldn't lose any money, and I would get my job, and I would maintain my reputation, and I could go on. You can clearly see that's not the case. And we all know if the FBI, the CIA, or any of these DOJ agencies want to ruin you, they can fabricate, make it up. They can say you are a drug addict, pornographer, child porn, you know, into bestiality, whatever. They can say whatever they want. They can create it, make it up, have witnesses testify to it. They can do whatever they want. They can blasé forge you, Kavanaugh. You know what I'm saying? Pay attention, skanks. We've heard of people getting railroaded, folks, but to see it play out so openly has disgusted the country. It is an embarrassment. It is an embarrassment. Internationally, it is an embarrassment. People talk about Donald Trump in this case all over the world. That is how important America is. That is how important Donald Trump is. That is how important the MAGA movement is. I was listening to French radio, and they were talking about the MAGA movement and Donald Trump and the targeting of Trump in French radio. Jed Handelsman Sugarman, a law professor at Boston University, argued that the prosecution's allegations of Trump committing, quote, a criminal scheme to corrupt the 2016 presidential election is an unprecedented use of state law. It fails to specify a crime committed. And he's referring to Bragg's prosecution as, quote, an embarrassment of prosecutorial ethics and apparent selective prosecution. Trump is being charged with 34 counts, get this, of falsifying business records to cover up $130,000 hush money payment to former porn actress Stormy Daniels
to keep an alleged extramarital affair undisclosed before the 2016 presidential election. And here's what the guy wrote. After listening to Monday's opening statement by prosecutors, I think the Manhattan DA has made a historical mistake. Their vague allegation about a criminal scheme to corrupt the 2016 presidential election has me more concerned than ever about their unprecedented use of the state law and their persistent avoidance of specifying an election crime or a valid theory of fraud. In other words, what he's saying is they have actively not charged him with anything specific because they got nothing. He argued that Bragg's office evaded any potential evidence of an alleged crime committed by Trump, but claimed the actions were election interference. As a reality check, he wrote, it is legal for a candidate to pay for a non-disclosure agreement. Hush money is unseemly, but it's legal. The election law scholar Richard Hansen rightly observed, calling it election interference actually cheapens the term and undermines the deadly serious charges in the real election interference cases. Well, I don't know which election interference cases he's talking about, because the only ones I know are yet to come. And they should come against the entirety of the DOJ, the Biden administration, and Hillary Clinton and her team. Thank God she didn't have an administration. He goes on, calling it election fraud is an illegal and strategic mistake, exaggerating the case, setting up the jury with high expectations that the prosecutors cannot meet. The most accurate description of this criminal case is a federal campaign finance filing violation. Without a federal violation, which the state election statute is tethered to, Bragg cannot upgrade the misdemeanor counts and the felonies. Moreover, it's unclear how this case would ever fulfill the misdemeanor requirement of intent to defraud without the federal crime. So let me put this in perspective. The feds looked at this and said, we're not touching it. There's nothing here. Bragg said, I'm going to tether my case to yours. I'm going to make a case out of the case that you said isn't a case. I'm going to rise it from a misdemeanor to a felony. I'm going to call it election interference, but I'm not going to give it an actual, case. I'm not going to give it where it actually occurred. I'm just going to make it broad and see if that'll stick. This is what we have resorted to in this country. And you know why it is. They can't defeat MAGA at the polls. They didn't do it in 2020. And let me tell you something, folks, rest assured, Donald Trump will be your next president. I mean, unless Kamala Harris steps in under Biden, which I still say is a very good possibility. And let me tell you, what's funny about that is the left is doing everything they can to keep that woman from being president. Think about it. Joe Biden is such spoiled meat that you would think they would be running from this guy, but they fear Kamala Harris so much as a dolt. They cannot put her in charge that they say, we got to leave this demented, corrupt clown in office. We can't even put her in because they need to. If Joe Biden had a legitimate VP, that person would be the candidate right now. I guarantee you. Anyway, Sherman further cited Trump's lawyers' arguments that New York is not intended to charge an individual for a crime committed in another jurisdiction. And Sugarman questioned whether the indictment is influenced by Manhattan politics as opposed to New York law. He wrote this 8 years after the alleged crime itself. Think about this, 8 years. Trump wasn't even president. He was considering running for president when all this was supposedly occurring. He says it's reasonable to ask, if this is more about Manhattan politics than New York law, this case serves as a cautionary tale about broader prosecutorial abuses in America and promote bipartisan reforms of our partisan prosecutorial system. He's admitting that this system is loaded. The leftists load this system the way they load everything in their favor. America, if you stand for this, we will never be safe in a court of law. I gotta leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.